and visit NextGuard.ca for some great savings. That's NextGuard, NEXGARD.
Did that not just get you in the mood?
I just stood up.
Not that mood. No, I mean, like, Boys to Men, like, old school mood.
Yeah, like that mood, taking you back, for sure.
I asked Steph this question, and she did not provide the right answer last week, so I'm going to ask you. When you hear Motown Philly by Boys to Men, close your eyes. What's the first visual that comes into your mind?
Me doing the Roger Rabbit. Then the Running Man.
It's just you.
You're thinking to yourself. No, it's me and anyone else who has a memory of the 80s and 90s. Stephanie Tanner, Full House, her dance recital, dancing to that song, and she blows it on purpose because she wants to quit dance but doesn't have the heart to tell Danny Tanner.
Wow.
Anyone
that's where your mind
who grew up in the 80s. Listen, you guys hit us up on the text line. Anyone who grew up in the 80s is thinking of Stephanie Tanner to Motown Philly, okay?
Okay, sure. But how about this? Why don't you go see Boys to Men? Because we are giving away tickets through Rick and Brooks. You got to be listening to them all this week.
Yeah, after 5 p.m. all this week, they give away the tickets. Boys to Men are playing the Great Canadian Casino Resort in Toronto. That's the new venue out by Woodbine Mall.
Great.
It's a beautiful venue. Make sure you're listening to Rick and Brooksy all week. Oh, that's fun. Please do drop me a text. Validate me. 8 o'clock. We got Perfect Recall coming up.
Good morning. I'm Scott Burnett. With just over 48 hours to go before Ontarians head to the polls, Ontario Party leaders are campaigning once again today to win over some last-minute votes. NDP leader Mart Stiles and Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie are in Toronto today. PC leader Doug Ford is in the nation's capital. Downsview residents who live near the future site of Rogers Stadium will get the chance to sound off about potential noise levels during a town hall this evening. Oasis and Coldplay among the acts lined up to perform at the massive outdoor venue planned for Downsview Park. The community town hall is set to get underway at 5:30 this evening at the YZD Center near Keel and Wilson. Stateside, Elon Musk's end-of-day deadline for federal employees to explain their recent accomplishments or risk getting booted has now passed. And what happens next is anyone's guess. President Donald Trump said his administration is trying to find out if people are working by getting workers to reply to an email essentially justifying their existence. But opponents have filed an updated lawsuit in federal court arguing Musk's actions are illegal. There's also been the revelation that responses to the email will be assessed by an AI system that will determine whether their positions are needed. Checking the forecast, mainly cloudy all day with a chance of showers or drizzle. The high reaching 6 degrees. That chance for rain continues this evening. Your overnight low -4, feeling like -7. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud. The high +3. I'm Scott Burnett.
CHFI traffic, I'm Helena Balka. Still dealing with a problem on the eastbound 401 east of Huron, Ontario in the express. Stalled vehicle's been in the right lane for a while now, causing major delays. And then heavy on the eastbound 401 from the 410 alternately express and collectors to east of Dixie, where in the express the right lane is blocked off. Westbound on the 401 approaching Kennedy, still have an accident in the left lane, causing backups through there. And the westbound 401 ramp to Dixie now, we've got a collision involving two tractor trailers. Only the right lane is open.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Gotta tell you, a lot of texts coming in telling me they're thinking of Stephanie Tanner in Full House. Thank you for the validation.
I also watch Full House. I just don't remember the exact episodes. Look at you.
I'll walk you through it in the commercial.
You also watched the reboot, in fairness.
Fuller House? Fantastic.
Yes.
It was great to watch after Black Mirror. Cleanses the palate.
Then you went to San Francisco and visited the house. But we can stop there.
Yep, okay.
Okay, it's time for your Perfect Recall. We're going to play you four songs from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today. All you got to do, write them down, recall those songs when we close the window, and you win your share of $50,000.
Let's kick this window off with Culture Club, Karma Chameleon.
Without conviction, I'm a man who doesn't know how to say.
That's Culture Club Karma Chameleon. Make sure you're writing it down. Every song we play in this Perfect Recall window is worth cash.
And we are rebranding the Midlife Crisis today because I had a thought recently. I'm like, why is it a crisis? Why is it not like getting in touch with your younger self? Recess attitude. Let's rebrand it positively. Mm-hmm. And man, have you guys responded to this. I'm glad this one connected with you.
Yeah, so many wonderful texts to 981-981. And we're getting some great calls as well. Let's go to Debbie in Stony Creek. What do you think in terms of this rebranding of the Midlife Crisis?
How about simply Midlife Celebration? I hit 50 last year, and I did get one of those tattoos, which symbolized something for me and my family, my kids, and that was perfect. So I reached 50, and I didn't want to cry about it. I embraced it. I even ordered the lawn sign. My husband paid for it.
That's amazing.
I love that.
Can I ask what you got for the tattoo? And did the kids support the tattoo? Or were they like, Mom, you're so cringe getting a tattoo?
Well, no. You know what? The thing is, though, you kind of, I wouldn't say set the precedent. My husband got one years back. So then for me to get one, and I put it in a spot where it's on my wrist so I can cover it. And the symbol I did was simply two bigger hearts. My husband and I, and then three smaller hearts. And because I've worked for a particular airline, also celebrated in the same year, 25 years, I just did it a little airplane. So this line looked like the smoke of the airplane. So all the hearts are connected to this airplane. So that signified two big things for me last year.
Debbie, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you.
Take care, guys. Bye.
I have a tattoo suggestion for you and your friends.
Uh-oh.
Because you and your boys came up with this whole idea of rebranding the Midlife Crisis.
Sure.
So, and you're also a fan of Boyz II Men?
Oh, wow, you're really stretching it. I mean, I like Boyz II Men. We just played like...
Okay, ready?
They're not my favorite. Okay,
you get whatever. A tattoo that says, Men to Boys. Right?
Men to Boys?
Yeah.
I think that one might be misconstrued.
To something else. Think about it.
I've thought about it. I think I'm good. The next song in your CHFI Perfect Recall is a bar song, Tipsy, by Shaboozy.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working, why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems, I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone put me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my. Good Lord, tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. At the bottom of a bottle, don't miss me. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar.
All right, a little early to be getting tipsy, but you do you, Shaboozy. That is song two of this Perfect Recall window. We got two more songs coming your way. Make sure you're writing them down. Take a picture. Do what you gotta do because you want to be color 16 and win that money.
And we are rebranding the midlife crisis. Out with the midlife crisis. In with the midlife rebrand. What does that look like? Midlife Christmas? Midlife clarity? What is it for you?
For me, it's like, yeah, this midlife recess attitude. Like, you know, when you're a kid, you're recessed out. You can't wait to get outside for recess. Keep that excitement for stuff.
Yes.
Think about the stuff that excites you. Haley in Toronto, rebrand the midlife crisis for us.
Haley,
are you in midlife?
You sound more like quarter life.
Yeah.
No, I'm midlife. I'm 44.
Oh, okay.
But we just, I did get the quarter life crisis tattoo. And midlife, you're right. Like, we need to celebrate this. It's so fun.
Right?
What is your, how's your tattoo holding up 20 years later? And what did you get?
It's a bit saggy, but it still resembles a branch of, like, you know, a life branch of a tree.
Okay.
Oh, nice. That still has meaning.
Yeah, listen, Haley, we're all a little bit saggy at this age. You go water that tree, okay? Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
We're getting a lot of great texts to 981-981, including this one. No name here, but for my midlife reset, I had two children at 40 and 45, and that made my life 1,000 times better and 1,000 times crazier. Been through menopause, got the tattoo at 40, dated a younger man.
Okay, some of that, like, syncs up with your life. Having kids in 40s. I don't know about dating a younger man or whatever.
Are we forecasting?
No. Just having kids in your 40s,
yes,
I mean, right?
Yes, it
you
does.
Vibe with that.
It does change. It does. I think it forces you to feel and be younger because you have to.
Yeah.
You're running after kids.
Keep them coming. Your text, rebrand the midlife crisis for us. Text us at 981-981. Song three of your Perfect Recall window. Oh, it's a good one. Ace of Base, All That She Wants. CHFI Perfect Recall, that is song three. We got one more song coming your way. Make sure you're tracking them all because when we close the window, if you are lucky enough to be caller 16, you're going to win some very easy money.
Gurdeep doing some deep thinking with his friends about midlife and why we
call it. I know you don't believe it. I'm a deep thinker, man.
I know. I do believe it, but not a crisis. You don't think midlife should be a crisis? It should be something else. It needs a rebrand.
Absolutely. Like, midlife inner child, getting in touch with the stuff that lit up your soul as a kid. Explore that stuff now.
Yeah, why are we saying that's a crisis when that should actually be something that we lean into?
Yeah, like when people get a motorcycle or a tat at whatever, in your 40s or 50s, why is that like alarms going off? That's like, hey man, I mean, motorcycles are objectively dangerous, fine. Maybe that's not the best example. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You get a sports car. It's like, good for you, man. You've earned this.
Afford it, you do you. Let's get to your calls. Jess in Pickering, what's your rebrand of midlife?
I would rebrand it as midlife reboot.
Midlife reboot?
Yes.
How come?
How do you mean by that?
Well, you know, you got to reinvent yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You become stale, and then what you need to do is just reinvent yourself. So just like a computer, when things are going wrong, you hit Control-Alt-Delete, right?
Yeah. Or you smash it and get a new one. So just me?
Exactly.
Jess, we love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
How would you rebrand midlife? Love this text coming in. Derek from Richmond Hill saying, the certified silver fox face. Don't know about you. I'm aging like a fine wine. Derek from Richmond Hill coming in hot.
Obviously getting more humble as you age as well. Susan from Markham writing, I would rebrand it as the second act. The first half was just rehearsal. Now it's showtime.
Ooh, okay. And Nav from Pickering coming over the top here as well. How about the unapologetic era? No more worrying about what other people think. It's all about you.
Yeah. Sorry.
This is all great.
I love that we're rebranding the midlife crisis. None of us are in crisis. We're thriving. We're doing well.
Exactly. Keep your texts coming at 981-981. We got one more song for you in this perfect recall window. But first, a check on the roads.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Alina Balka. We're dealing with a problem on the southbound 410 at Derry. The right lane is blocked by a jackknife tractor trailer. If you're southbound on the 404, that's heavy from Davis Drive to south of Aurora Road, where there's a stalled vehicle in the right lane. Eastbound 401 east of Dixie and the Express, a collision in the right lane there. And westbound 401 ramp to Dixie, left lane blocked by an accident. Apparently a couple of tractor trailers involved in that one. Looking for local options at the grocery store? Start in the yogurt aisle with Activia and Oikos, prepared in Canada with 100% Canadian milk. Thank you for choosing local products.
98.1 CHFI.
The no repeat guarantee.
Hi, I'm Michelle Butterly, and I'm here every weekday playing you the best variety from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today, and you won't hear the same songs over and over again. It's you, me, and all your favorite songs on the no repeat guarantee every weekday morning from 9 on 98.1 CHFI.
I'm Marit Stiles, and I've spent my life fighting for working people and winning. Now I'm running to be premier, to build homes, hire doctors, fix schools, and make life more affordable. Life in Ontario is harder than it should be. Well, unless you're one of Doug Ford's friends, right, that he makes those deals with. With everything that's at stake, we need new ideas. I'm Marit Stiles, leader of Ontario's NDP. In this fight, I'm on your side.
Authorized by the CFO for the Ontario NDP.
How to fix broken furnace. What's a heat exchanger?
You might not know how to fix a furnace, but we do. We're Reliance Home Comfort, here to take your call 24/7. And if you need a new furnace, ask us about our next day or we pay installation guarantee. Plus, right now, save 20% during the Reliance Team Member Pricing Event, where you pay what we pay. So if you need help now,
call our Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
86 deliveries made.
11 friends' houses moved.
9 renos completed, and the next one on its way.
Measure your Tundra's capability in memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $150 weekly for 36 months at 4.79% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Rev up your ride with Rona Plus North Brampton. Starting March 1st, discover the all-new Auto Shack aisle, exclusively at Rona Plus North Brampton. Backed by the Auto Shack staff, you'll find quality auto parts at competitive prices. Whether it's brakes, side mirrors, struts, shocks, or radiators. From your driveway to your home, Rona Plus North Brampton and Auto Shack have you covered. Come this Saturday, CHFI will be live on location from 9 till 1. Auto parts made simple, only at Rona Plus North Brampton. 10111 Heart Lake Road.
Have you heard of Estragel?
Estragel?
Yeah, I just got a prescription.
Estragel? What's it for?
Well, I'll tell you after the meeting.
Estragel, brought to you by Organon. Talk to your doctor and visit estragel.ca.
Take that, boredom. Hotel X brings the fun from Family Day weekend to March break. Escape to a resort right here in the city, complete with a totally awesome retro arcade, rooftop heated pool, spa, movie theater, and more. Do it all. Book today at HotelXToronto.com.
Leon's No Money Miracle event is back. Pay no money down, not even the taxes or fees, until 2027. OAC. Plus, save up to 50% on select furniture. On now.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416-872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this Perfect Recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
It's Taylor Swift with Wildest Dreams, Taylor's version. Good luck being caller 16.
Let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now, nothing lasts forever. But this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad that he does it so well. I can see the end as it begins. My one condition is, said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever, but this is getting good now. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. And when we've had our very last kid, my last request is, say dress, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Call window is closed, and we do have caller 16 standing by. We're going to find out how many songs they can recall and how much money they're going to win after Pat Benatar.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Always I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Easy to the doubts that complicate your We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me, I see your face everywhere.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
And Irene Manakis of Mississauga is caller 16. Irene, big shout out to you. Tell us where you work.
I work at the Mississauga Hospital.
Aw, well, thank you so much for everything you do. And I know that some of your coworkers are listening right now, too. So hello to all of you. Good morning.
Yeah. Irene, let's dive right in and see how much money you're going to win. I know you've been trying for so long to get in on CHFI Perfect Recall. Irene, what was song number one?
Number one was Culture Club, Karma Camellia.
Yes. All right. What was song number two?
Tipsy by Shaboozy, that bar song.
What was song number three?
Ace of Base, All That She Wants.
And what was the final song in our Perfect Recall window?
Taylor Swift, Wildest Dreams.
Okay, Irene, you just won yourself $300. On the last song, you missed saying Taylor's version. It's Wildest Dreams, Taylor's version.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You're still taking home $300, Irene. How are you going to spend it?
I'm going to buy lots of coffee and donuts for me and all my coworkers.
Oh, good answer. Good answer.
Irene, thanks so much for listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 11.
98.1 CHFI.
We got Can't Beat Gurdeep coming up. Right now it's 3 degrees and 8:30. Let's get a news update.
Good morning. I'm Scott Burnett. The first of two debates for candidates vying for the Federal Liberal Party leadership took place in Montreal last night. The French debate among the four party leaders touching on a number of topics, securing Canada's future on energy, affordability, and the war in Ukraine. Tonight we'll see the rematch in English. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister says the country needs to be ready for anything to deal with U.S. President Donald Trump's unpredictability. Melanie Joly telling reporters Canada needs to stand strong and send a clear message that Canadians will fight back. Trump said on Monday that tariffs against Canadian and Mexican goods were on schedule to go ahead next week. He had delayed the 25% tariffs for 1 month after Canada agreed to introduce new security measures at our border. As the suspense slowly builds at the White Lotus in Thailand, HBO viewers are hooked. Viewership for last night's second episode of season three shot up 40% from the premiere, up to 3.4 million same-day viewers. The first episode last week was already way up from the season two premiere, and if that pace keeps up, season three could become the most watched of the anthology. It's the twin battles of Beantown tonight. On the ice, the Leafs heading to Boston for a face-off with the Bruins. Puck drop at 7 o'clock. Then the Raptors play host to the Boston Celtics at Scotiabank Arena. That also getting underway at 7. Checking the forecast, mainly cloudy all day with a chance of showers or drizzle. The high reaching 6 degrees. That chance for rain continues this evening. Your overnight low -4, feeling like -7. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud. The high +3. I'm Scott Burnett.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Alina Balka. Eastbound 401 at Hurontario Ontario in the Express. We did have a collision earlier in the right lane. It was cleared and another one took its place, unfortunately. Westbound 401 ramp to Dixie. Left lane is blocked by a collision. Couple tractor trailers involved in that one. So delays from the 427 in the collectors. Southbound 404 slow from Davis Drive to south of Aurora Road. Stalled vehicle in the right lane there. Southbound 410 is heavy from Sandalwood all the way down to Derry. Two right lanes now blocked because of a jackknife tractor trailer.
All right, it's time to put on that trivia hat or the random knowledge hat or the whatever hat you're going to need to beat Gurdeep.
Wait, do you think it's an actual physical hat?
Well, that's what I thought.
No, it's just like a metaphor.
I know, of course.
Oh,
I know that.
I don't know. You're looking for like an actual hat.
No, I just need somebody who can beat you. That's all I need. All you got to do is text WIN and your full name to 981-981. Wear whatever hat you want.
Good luck.
Is hoping to beat Gurdeep. Shane eats the same breakfast every single morning. He's been doing it for 15 years.
I love that.
Shane, what are you eating for breakfast every morning?
I'm having 4 scrambled eggs typically with 2 pieces of toast smothered in Nutella.
It started off so healthy and then it just went downhill. I love that.
And like,
that's exactly what the eggs are for. It's to make up for the Nutella.
And so like, do you feel full for most of the day? Like, do you feel energized after you have this breakfast?
For the most part, yeah. Usually it'll last me about 2-3 hours before I'm ready for my first day's snack.
That's so good. I love, and do you mix it all together? Because I do jam and toast and scrambled eggs and I just mix it all together. Eggs on top of the jam, little sweet, little savory. What about you?
I typically keep it separate, but now that you're mentioning it, I might have to give that a try.
Nice. I'm almost afraid to ask what your first snack is of the day. Is that consistent? Do you do the same thing every day?
Apple with Nutella on it.
No, usually it's actually peppers and hummus is my go-to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
With a little bit of Nutella. Anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. If there's anything left over from breakfast.
So, Shane, you know how this works. I'm going to give you 5 trivia questions. I'll give the same 5 to Gurdeep, but if you get more right than him, that's how you win $100 of his money. So why don't you do the honors and kick him out of the studio?
All right, Gurdeep, why don't you make like an egg and scramble on out of there?
Ooh. Oh, I don't think I've heard that one before.
I like what you did there. Okay, Shane, here we go. Loblaw is building 80 new stores and remodeling over 300 locations by 2030. What is the only food that can never go bad?
Cheese.
NASA says there's an asteroid with over 3% chance of hitting the planet in 2032. True or false, the Eglinton Crosstown LRT will be done by then?
False.
The Backstreet Boys are gearing up to play the Sphere in Vegas. Name the giant sphere that's in a theme park in Florida.
I'm going to have to pass.
More than 300 crashes were reported in the wake of the long weekend snowstorm. When is winter over?
March 21st.
Taylor Swift and boyfriend Travis Kelce have added a puppy to their family, joining Taylor's three cats. What cat hated Mondays?
Garfield.
Okay, we're going to get Gurdeep to come back in, see how he does with the same five questions.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
So the first question?
Hello. Okay, here we go. Loblaw is building 80 new stores and remodeling over 300 locations by 2030. What is the only food that can never go bad?
The only food that can never go bad? Oh, gosh. What is this? Pickles?
NASA says there's an asteroid with over a 3% chance of hitting the planet in 2032.
Yay.
True or false? The Eglinton Crosstown LRT will be done by then.
Like, actually? Or
that's
like
the question.
Man. I mean, in reality, it's false. False.
The Backstreet Boys are gearing up to play at the Sphere in Vegas. Name the giant sphere that's in a theme park in Florida.
Epcot. Is it Epcot Center?
More than 300 crashes were reported in the wake of the long weekend storm. When is winter over?
When is winter over? March. What's the 20? March 20. Oh, March 21st?
Taylor Swift and boyfriend Travis Kelce have added a puppy to their family, joining Taylor's three cats. What cat hated Mondays?
Garfield. Also, I was so hoping you were just going to ask me to name the Backstreet Boys for that question. I'm like, I got it.
All right. So, Shane, you got one out of five, correct? Gurdeep, you got two out of five correct.
Ooh, good old-fashioned low-scoring playoff hockey game.
Yeah.
Tough one.
Yeah. Some of these were just a little bit tricky. So it's honey. Honey that never goes bad.
Okay.
And I guess you both said false, but I think what you meant to say was true, that the LRT will be finished before 2032.
It's like a trick question, though, because they're saying it will be finished.
Yeah.
But I can almost promise you, I'd bet my mortgage. Fast forward to 2033. It will not be done.
Well, the premier did promise this year.
Oh, and politicians. Yeah, they are always truthful.
You were right about Epcot being the name of the sphere. March 20th is
20th.
When it's over.
It's off by a day.
You both said 21st, just so you know, and Garfield was correct. So in the end, Shane, you didn't beat Gurdeep. You know what that means.
Beat Gurdeep.
Shane, a worthy opponent, a defensive, low-scoring affair. It was great playing with you. Go enjoy some Nutella.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
You too. And we play again every day at this time.
I don't want to kiss goodnight. I just want to stay. So afraid, and I'm not gonna deny it. I have never felt this way. Time is slipping away, and we both know that I can't stay. And time is not on our side, so let's make the most of our last night. I don't wanna kiss tonight.
just want to stay here forever. I don't want to close my eyes. I just want to stay here forever. I don't want to kiss goodnight.
So they say good news comes in threes. Well, if you're Mitch Marner, that means you got one more piece of good news coming. First, you have a big game in the Four Nations final. You win the championship. Now we find out that Mitch and his wife, Steph, who've known each other since elementary school, are having a baby.
Aww.
The wife of Jake McCabe, another Leafs defenseman, put out an Instagram story that showed what looked like the, I guess the invite or the take-home card from the baby shower.
Okay.
It says, "Oh boy. Welcome, baby Marner. Love your lady Leafs." I take that to mean it's a boy. It says, "Oh boy."
Oh,
fix
yeah.
your little booties. Maybe, but then it says, "Love your lady Leafs." So it sounds like Mitch and Steph are having a boy, which means it's another good piece of news coming. What do you think that is? If it comes in threes, long playoff run?
Oh, I like that.
Contract extension?
Sure.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of like baby names. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. There we go. I lost you at baby.
Yeah.
Congrats to the Marners.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Alina Balka. It's still a very busy drive on all of the highways with lots of volume, and we're dealing with some problems still. Eastbound 401 at Huron Ontario in the express, a collision in the right lane adding to the delays there. And east of Dixie in the express, there's a collision there in the right lane. Westbound 401 heavy from the 427 in the collectors all the way through to the ramp to Dixie. Left lane blocked by a collision involving a couple of tractor trailers. Southbound 404 still slow south of Davis Drive to south of Aurora Road. Stalled vehicle in the right lane. And southbound 410 heavy from Sandalwood down to Derry. Two right lanes are blocked because of a jackknife tractor trailer.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000. And it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Don't miss the epic return of 1923, a Yellowstone origin story from Taylor Sheridan, executive producer of Landman and Yellowstone.
Academy Award nominee Harrison Ford and Academy Award winner Helen Mirren lead an all-star cast in a thrilling cinematic story that spans the globe.
Follow the Dutton family as they struggle to protect their Montana ranch and defend their legacy.
Stream season 2 of 1923 exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Follow at Paramount Plus CA for everything 1923.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name? If your name is Brandon or Ayla, Booster Juice has a free smoothie, fresh juice, or booster mixer with your name on it. Valid today only with your Booster Rewards app.
Rogers Xfinity Internet is ready for everything. So you can search and stream and shop and study and share and play and post and work and watch and game and work out and download and... wow, that's a lot. And now you can save a lot, too, at the Rogers Spring Event. Visit in-store or Rogers.com and save on Canada's most reliable internet. Get Rogers Xfinity Internet and be ready to do more everything.
When you sit on your Aeroplan points, it's like you're sitting on your next trip, like a sunny getaway by the sea. But instead, you're sitting on your Aeroplan points. So the only sea you get to sit in is a sea of traffic. Use your points and go from smelling your Ocean Breeze air freshener to smelling the ocean breeze. Ah, so stop sitting on your next trip and start enjoying your Aeroplan points.
Special announcement. Thursday only. It's the Great Canadian One Day Sale at the Brick. Get 35% off furniture. Select TVs are below cost. Save the tax when you buy two or more major kitchen appliances and get free local delivery. Plus, take 50 months to pay with no interest. A sale this big can only last 24 hours. Thursday only at the Brick. Saving you more. OAC, taxes, fees, and other charges due at time of purchase. Some conditions apply. See thebrick.com for details.
Did you hear that Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $10 million?
If I won, I'd start my own film festival.
Shh, no dreaming during the movie.
Sorry, I'd produce, direct, and star in my own summer blockbusters.
And watch them in my 200-seat home theater.
I'd buy my own roller coaster.
Sorry.
Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $10 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Tonight, Donald Trump throwing Canada into chaos.
Yeah. President-elect Trump still threatened 25% tariffs on Canadian imports.
I am so sick of his threats.
He's unpredictable. I'm worried about what it's going to mean here for people's jobs.
You know, Justin Trudeau and the Liberals left us high and dry, too.
And there is another top Canadian official taking Trump on tonight, Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
Now he gets it. Doug Ford gets it.
We need to vote, PC.
A message from the Ontario PC Party.
Whoa, it's freezing in here.
My old furnace is acting up. Want a blanket?
You should take advantage of Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning's annual off-season sale. With discounts and government rebates, you can get over $10,000 off a new cold climate heat pump. It heats and cools your home efficiently, saving you money every month.
Goodbye blankets, hello savings.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Atlas Care today for this limited time offer and trust the pros in the green trucks to save you big bucks.
Daily reminder, Walmart is the number one place to save on groceries. And right now you can save $3.53 on a 4-pound bag of fresh clementines on for only $3.44 per bag. That's 50% in savings. Walmart, save money, live better.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
With the most variety on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
She's into superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition, that girl's gonna make me fall. New sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got a new addiction for every day and night. She make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She make you live her crazy life, but she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain. Upside, inside out, she's living the vida loca.
City in a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She wants to slip me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne.
Yeah.
morning. Not going to see a whole lot of sunshine today. Mostly cloudy day, and there is a slight chance of showers or drizzle throughout the day, but good news, we're mild. 6 degrees is our high.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
It's National Quiet Day.
Ooh, who invented this one? The library?
Yes. I have never heard of this day. I don't know how to be quiet. I've tried. In fact, my sister has asked me as like an experiment. She's like, have you ever just tried to be silent in a conversation? I'm like, what do you mean? It's a conversation. It's supposed to go back and forth. She's like, yeah, but have you ever just tried to like sit in the silence? So, you know, just be okay with silence in a conversation.
Is this just a way a big sister gets a little sister to shut up when she's being annoying?
Cause probably.
I think I've heard this from my brother
probably,
too.
Probably, yeah. There's probably a little bit of that, but I've tried it in scenarios where, you know, in a social situation where I'm like, okay, I'm not going to ask the questions because my instinct is to keep asking questions because it's almost like the reporter in me.
That's what we do, yeah.
Yeah, it's the curiosity factor.
Mm-hmm. You're curious like a cat.
Yes. So I tried not to do that, just to like let it breathe and be silent.
And how'd it go?
It did not go well. It was so awkward. I realized if I don't ask questions, don't either.
It's just dead air?
Yes.
See, that is, really depends on the person you're conversing with. Are they a conversationalist? Do you have to, if you find you're carrying the conversation in most of your interactions, the silence thing is not going to work.
It's just like awkward.
A dance. In dancing, someone leads, someone follows.
Yes.
If you're generally the leader in the conversation, being silent is, like, again, I've got this friend group where they're all like alpha types. So I find with them, I can be very quiet. In fact, sometimes on vacation with these guys, I don't actually say that much because they're
you?
All. Yeah, I know. I know. It's crazy, right? And then with my other group of friends, I am the chatterbox. I'm the one leading the conversation. So you wear different hats.
Right.
But it is kind of nice to sit back and not have to talk as much. It is like a verbal vacation.
Yeah. I mean, like if you talk about the dance, I mean, I was like doing the running man solo.
Your emphasis on man always confounds me. The running man.
I was doing the running man.
Maybe you should be quiet for a while.
Yeah, maybe. So can I talk now?
Go ahead.
Michelle Butterly is up next with your no repeat guarantee. Have a great day.
Want to hear more feel-good moments with Pooja and Gurdeep?
Download the latest Pooja and Gurdeep Show podcast now at frequencypodcastnetwork.com.
Saw the fire in your eyes.